Astronomy is the science most involved with enormous numerals, and people sometimes wonder if any numbers repeat or stand out. Around here, we use millions a lot, because the sun, which is nearly a million miles wide, is 93 million miles away. But more useful is a trillion. This is a million millions, and is a most valuable unit in astronomy. There are about a trillion stars in our galaxy, and the light year is equal to 6 trillion miles. But numbers with so many zeros sometimes make us long for smaller, simpler numbers that have power. One of these is 37, a prime number known to all physicists. For starters, the fraction 1 over 137 is the value of the electromagnetic constant that shows itself everywhere in the cosmos. And it's noteworthy that 37 pops up elsewhere, too. The numbers 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, 666, 777, etc. are all divisible by 37 and by nothing else. Like Peter the Great, who had his wife's lover beheaded and kept that head in a bottle of alcohol in her bedroom for her to contemplate, nature can also be perverse, since there's no rhyme or reason for some of the numbers that nature springs on us. Why does each cell in our body have 90 trillion atoms, roughly the same as the number of stars in our home galaxy cluster? Why is there exactly the same number of Earth-Sun distances, or astronomical units, in a light year as there are inches in a mile? Why does the diameter of the sun have the same numerals as the number of seconds in a day? We love such strange coincidences. And as far as the largest useful number goes, that's the number of things in the universe, the sum total of all subatomic particles, such as electrons. That figure has no name, but it is a 1 followed by 87 zeros. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.